From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Foster. U.S. President Barack Obama has announced a $1 billion fund to increase military deployments in Europe amid concerns over the Russia-Ukraine situation. The president made the statement at an airbase in Poland. Mr. Obama said his country's commitment to its European allies is sacrosanct. Jack Parak reports.
Many Eastern European countries, especially the ones which border Russia, are growing increasingly worried about the security situation around the Ukraine crisis. Mr. Obama reaffirmed his commitment to supporting Europe in this matter, saying it's a cornerstone of American security. During his trip, the president will meet NATO leaders from across Europe and will attend the G7 summit in Brussels of the world's seven most powerful economies, with a notable absence of Russia. Mr. Obama is predicted to urge his G7 counterparts to reassert a united front on Russia with regards to the Ukraine crisis.
A Pakistani political leader has been arrested in London on money laundering charges. Media reports say the leader of the MQM party, Altaf Hussain, is in custody following a raid on his home in the northwest of the capital. From London, Catherine Drew reports.
Officers from London's Metropolitan Police reportedly detained 60-year-old Altaf Hussain at his home in the northwest of the capital on Tuesday. Police, who say they will not give out any details, have confirmed they are searching the address where the arrest took place. Mr. Hussain has lived in Britain since 1991, insisting his life would be at risk if he returned to Pakistan. The MQM is a secular party and is popular in the city of Karachi, where police are on alert amid reports of violence. Security is also being tightened around the British mission and other buildings in the city, which has seen recent politically motivated violence.
The White House is on the defensive over the exchange of five senior Taliban militants for an American soldier held captive for years. U.S. President Barack Obama is standing by the deal, while political opponents are criticizing the move. Unflattering portrayals of the freed Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl by former comrades are fueling the debate. Malcolm Brown has more from Washington.
The backlash is based in large part on the circumstances surrounding Bo Bergdahl's disappearance from his base in Afghanistan almost 5 years ago. Former platoon mates like Army Specialist Sam Masamitsu are angry.
I think that he should be tried as a deserter and court-martialed.
The growing chorus of criticism, especially from within the ranks, has put President Obama on the defensive.
Whatever those circumstances may turn out to be, we still get an American soldier back if he's held in captivity. Period.
Other critics say the swap was illegal and will encourage the taking of American prisoners in the future.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. Government-held areas of Syria are voting in a presidential election criticized by the West. The poll goes ahead despite an ongoing civil war, which has claimed tens of thousands of lives. President Bashar al-Assad is expected to win a third 7-year term in office. In the U.S. state of Wisconsin, two 12-year-old girls have been charged with attempted murder after stabbing a classmate 19 times and leaving them in the woods. It's reported the girls committed the crime to show dedication to a fictional character called Slenderman, who appears in stories on the website Creepypasta. According to authorities, they may be charged as adults due to the crime's calculated nature. Authorities in Saudi Arabia say almost 300 people have already been killed by the deadly MERS virus, which stands for Middle East Respiratory Syndrome. Nearly 700 cases have been reported in the country. The numbers were higher than expected, and cases have also been confirmed in a dozen additional countries. And American car giant General Motors has posted their best monthly sales figures since August 2008. This comes despite a series of highly publicized vehicle recalls, some of which are linked to fatalities. Here's William Denslow from New York.
Compared with data from last year, General Motors say sales in May are up 13%, coming in better than some analysts expected. It's a sign for some that consumers are looking beyond a series of recalls. GM admit that 13 deaths can be connected to issues with ignition switches in some of their vehicles. This month, Ford and Chrysler both performed well, with Chrysler posting a 17% boost in sales. Jeeps and their Ram pickup truck both proving popular. William Denslow, New York.
And that's the latest from Feature Story News. Rebecca Foster reporting.